Oh, I'll start with a segue. I've never done that before. Hey, look, it's Thursday, which is that kind of day already. We can tell in the morning. Today, we're going to talk about a Tennessee power plant, finally the Silverado EV, and a solar eclipse, the people really and the traffic, and the potential doom that is pending. I don't know.
You could have totally done like a tease, like all tease. Like, we're talking Tennessee taking off and totality traffic or something, totality, you know? I don't know why I just saw that. But.
I mean, totality is a very ominous word. Totality, really singularity. Like, what are all the things they put in movies where, like, the government just refers to it as this ominous, like, catastrophic event? I don't know. Man, what a weird start to a Thursday, I think.
That's true. That's fair.
Oh, man. Here's something that's not going to be weird. That is also kind of going to happen on a Thursday. It's not going to be weird at all. No. The AsotuCon agenda is live on the site at AsotuCon.com. We've been updating it and adding to it. The list of 60 plus speakers is live on Asotu.com. The hotel rooms are just about gone in our primary hotel block. So listen, if you're planning on coming, if you're not planning on coming, you should just at least consider it. Take a look.
Absolutely.
Go to AsotuCon.com. Check out what's going on. Check out the agenda. Book your hotel room. Buy your ticket. Get your flights. Southwest is having a crazy sale right now. BWI Airport, which is only 10 minutes from the venue, is a hub for Southwest. So if you got Southwest, you can get there really easily and probably really cheap right now. I checked from Syracuse yesterday just because there are a few more people that have to fly there. $87 for a
That's
round
unbelievable.
Trip. For a round trip. Right now, if you book between like now and the end of the week or something like that.
That's like hailing back to the OG Southwest days when everything was like $99 and that's all their flights were.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
I'm like, can I just fly somewhere just because?
I literally was like, what concerts are in Baltimore next week, right? It's like, can we fly to Baltimore just for like lunch and come back?
That would be great.
So look, it's all shaping up. We're about 40 days out right now. So there's plenty of time. It's right in the middle of the month. It's funny, I was talking to some dealers about it yesterday and they were like, oh, it's in the middle of the month. I was like, we put it smack dab in the middle of the month on purpose. Right? What do you got going on a Wednesday in the middle of a month? You're going to a SodaCon. That's the answer.
That's right. That's what you're doing.
That's the answer.
That's what you should do.
So we hope you check it out. We hope you join us. Our presenting sponsors, Reynolds and Goobagoo, helping us make it happen. Our friends at WOCAN are having a special event, a special breakfast. Maryland Auto Dealer Association is doing their annual event the second morning of a SodaCon. There's a lot of ATAs represented there. Look, this is the place to be now. We're going to have Will Gadara, New York Times bestseller, keynote speaker, effective, his third year as the podcast stage host.
Paul. We're giving away a car.
We are giving away a car.
What? Let's do it.
Not to you, ugh, though.
Yeah,
it's not to you. Yeah, we're partnering with Vehicles for Change, and a lot of you probably saw on LinkedIn or Facebook, NADA partnering with some dealers, some of our very close Asotu dealers and investors, Damon Lester, Liza Borches, donated a car to a family who needed it. There were tears, there were hugs, there was a lot of that. So we're going to be doing that again at AsotuCon. So you gotta be
there. This is one. I can't wait.
And by the way,
I can't wait.
The speaker list is kind of like the best practitioners in the industry.
It's unbelievable.
So you're gonna go home with a notebook full of notes, new relationships, people you can call to ask questions.
I start looking at it, I'm like, you could basically start a dealership after this.
Absolutely.
Like with the relationships in the room there.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And that's the thing, right? These events, you'll learn something in a session, you'll take some notes, maybe you'll implement something. But the real deal is you're gonna spend time with these people, get phone numbers, email addresses, now when it's like, so tell me again, how did you get to 90% service retention? How can I get from 60 to 70, right? Let's make some progress here.
Yep.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, my.
Let's get into it.
Oh, Nathan, our producer, is
that is true.
Typing notes as we're speaking. And he said, Michael Lukey and John Foley did indeed start dealerships after coming to AsotuCon.
Call it. Jeez. Call the shot.
I don't even think of things that way, but it's so true. If we were to connect the web. All right. Let's talk about some news. Speaking of connecting the web.
Segway.
I needed to redeem that first mishap.
Segway into the segue.
General Motors kicking off EV battery production right down the road from you, Kyle, at the Ultium plant in Spring Hill, Tennessee, just south of Franklin, just south of Nashville, a major leap toward the automaker's electrification strategy. So basically, this is the start of production at the second of four planned joint venture battery plants in the U.S. They're going to supply first the Cadillac Lyriq. I saw one of those a couple weeks ago for the first time in person. Super nice, nice car. You know, in this Spring Hill production facility at full capacity, it's going to produce 50 gigawatt hours of energy. I don't know if that's per day. What is that, a year? Is that a day? It's not a day.
I think that's a day.
A gigawatt. What's a gigawatt? This from Back to the Future.
I don't know. It just sounds a lot. Giga just means a whole bunch in my world. So they're just going to be producing a heck of a lot of energy down there in Spring Hill. Actually, I don't know if you know this, but Spring Hill has been like a place where a lot of auto manufacturing has been done. Actually, GM has been there a long time. And also, well, this isn't maybe like the greatest thing, but Pontiac was there for a long time. So like there's a legacy down here in a little bit of south of Nashville. Creating some net new stuff. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm excited.
Speaking of net new stuff. Stop. Segway. Time. We're just going to do a little GM feature today. First two stories are GM. They go together. They go together really well. So the much awaited Chevy Silverado EV RST first edition is actually going to hit the market mid 2024. So we are almost there. Talking about a 440-mile range, that's higher than the 400-mile range they initially said, so they squeaked more efficiency out of it. And a measly starting price, Kyle, of $96,495. I had to like read that twice. You can get a longer range one, for $106,000. So it's got, you know, the features you'd expect in an EV, 17-inch infotainment screen, Super Cruise, and fast charging capability, basically 754 horsepower equivalent. No joke. 0 to 60.
My goodness.
In 4.5 seconds, tows up to 10,000 pounds. And Chevy, you know, obviously says it's a significant leap forward in EV technology, giving remarkable power and range.
You know, what's really interesting about this Silverado is it's basically an Avalanche.
It is kind of
badge like a Silverado.
What I like about it,
it's like $100,000 Avalanche.
No, it's not. I like the Avalanche. Here's what I like about the Silverado look. You'll be able to tell that it's an electric Silverado. That's the one thing I really don't like about the F-150 Lightning.
F-150, you can't tell.
Yeah. If you know what you're looking for, you can, right? Like the front grille is a little different.
But the front grille of this thing is like basically nothing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right. It's like a little bar LED light.
Yep.
And that's it. I think it looks cool.
It looks cool.
It's got the two-way power feature. I like that, right?
Yep. I still, 400 to 440 miles, like for a big truck, seems still a little bit light to me on what you need. Like just for like really progression and 350 kilowatt fast charging, still going to be a longer charge. So there's still a ways to go. And obviously, you know, the complexities of being a heavier vehicle, being a truck, are always there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think honestly, trucks and long range vehicles and things like that have a better, we've always talked about fleet and the opportunity with that, because you just look at the gas spent on these things that have like 16 miles per gallon, right? It's just insane. And so you get the same type of mileage range, you know, fast charging, the capacity of like the horsepower and the towing, and not have to spend gas at 16 miles per gallon. Pretty strong, strong value prop.
Yeah, I did see an article this morning about Stellantis saying that they think the auto industry will be able to have the weight of EV batteries in like over like the next 5 to 8 years.
Wow.
So that would contribute quite a bit. But I think one of the things that's really kind of untested still is like what happens to these things when you tow with them, right? It changes the dynamic substantially. And then what happens if you're towing in cold weather, right? So there's still a lot, but I think there are a lot of, I mean, look, pickup trucks, there are also a lot of weekend warriors. Right. And if you've seen the F-150 Lightning, or if you happen to see like the EV Hummer drive around, they're driven by, you know, people with some clean fingernails. You know what I'm saying? I'll just put it there. Right.
Oh, that's funny, you know, right there.
I mean, like there's two types of people.
It's that buy, true.
You know,
what? It's true. That'll change, but it's true right
I
now.
I know, but
sure.
It's fine. I think it'll be a good grocery getter.
The old Silverado grocery getter.
Some Little League equipment in the back. We can handle this. We can handle this. Speaking of being able to handle things.
Yeah, we were on that. our culture really, really can't handle this that well. But if you haven't read, on Monday, a large swath of the U.S. is going to be eclipsed. The eclipse is going to be a totality eclipse.
Love that.
And there's a path through states like Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and New England, completely covering Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, because you know they're a little smaller states.
Yep.
On Monday in the afternoon times, you know, it ranges from like 12 to 3 o'clock, depending on what state it is. But there's a big prediction on some major traffic jams and flight delays because of the path of totality. So AAA is advising, hey, if you're driving during that time, keep those headlights on.
This is great.
Don't use this one. Was
wait, funny. Wait, don't use these.
Don't use, we have some downstairs too. Don't use eclipse glasses while driving and avoid stopping on roads to watch the eclipse.
Well, first of all, let me just stop you there. If you haven't worn a pair of eclipse glasses, it's basically a welding helmet. It's a welding helmet. The only way you can see light through these is if you take your iPhone light and you put it like right here. Yep. So just saying.
Yeah. It's just blackout.
Can you imagine people driving around with those on? I guess you got to say it because somebody's done it. It's like an insurance policy.
In 2017, this is crazy. In 2017, I remember that, this eclipse. There was rural interstate traffic congestion that ended up lasting 13 hours past the event. What?
Wait, did it say in rural?
Rural
interstate traffic congestion?
People out there and the outside just like, you know, kind of looking up and then not knowing what to do with themselves. Stop your car,
get out. Oh boy, this feels like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Wait,
they said pack your patience is what AAA said. Get your gas or electric charge all the way up to full because you might be sitting there. I've got to think about it. I was supposed to be on the road on Monday
during the eclipse. Is it how?
Yeah, I'm just going to leave at 5 a.m.
Is Nashville so getting the full dose?
No, Nashville gets a partial eclipse.
Okay,
it goes like just north of Louisville, I think, is where.
Yeah, I knew it crossed through Tennessee. Yeah. I didn't know that.
It's like the edge where Memphis is, and then goes up to Louisville.
I still get a good show. We're here.
You guys get it.
Syracuse, we're full. We're full on. Yeah. Like Niagara Falls is only a couple hours from here, and they're like they already declared a state of emergency. Hotel rooms are almost twice the cost, right? Like people are going all in. I bet that'd be a cool place, like go to Niagara Falls and like see the eclipse and just, you know, I heard the water is going to stop going over the falls when the eclipse. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. We're too far from April Fools. I saw you think what? Yeah, the gravity and all that. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Moon. No, it's not the moon. Yeah, whatever.
It's not the moon.
It is the moon, but that's not the way
it's like,
works.
Yeah, the sun goes behind the moon, supercharges it, pulls all the water off Niagara Falls. It's like when Captain America's shield like hits Iron Man, charges him up.
People go crazy, man. People go nuts.
Actually, I will say there's a zoo that is only, I don't know, 5 blocks a mile from here. The Syracuse Zoo is right down the street from our office, and a lot of people are going to the zoo to watch how the animals respond.
How they react, yeah. Because I'm sure that'll be wild, yeah.
A tragic movie waiting to be made, right?
Right. Like you could also just go to the zoo to watch how the humans respond, which will also be animals.
That's why the animals are going. Yeah,
yeah. The animals are like, I can't wait for all the humans to show up. They're going to be like, nuts. Yeah,
you're going to love this. Nathan, our producer, put in the show notes that every room in hotel room in Syracuse is sold out.
Wow.
Man, can I Airbnb my house?
Absolutely.
Make $1,000 in a day.
Problem. Just get you some tents set up out front, you know, like, you know, I'm sure there's people that would love to stay in a tent. You know,
could definitely do that.
We're sideways on it Thursday, Paul. Hey, we're sideways.
What? Look, it's going to be a thing. If you're a dealership, right, I'm making an eclipse event happen.
I'm totally doing an event.
I think Mitsubishi missed an opportunity to bring back the eclipse. Everybody missed that. We'll see you tomorrow.